But we had a lot of input from a lot of people, not just my staff. We've spoken with teachers, our leaders in the school. We've spoken with members of the community. We've worked with the board as well. We started pretty much from scratch, trying to understand what our values are, what we wanted to achieve in terms of a mission, and then trying to get that down to some things that we could measure, but also trying to understand what are the challenges to prevent us from achieving the objectives that we want to achieve.
There are three perspectives here. I'm reading this, and there are 11 objectives. Mm-hmm. You talk about stakeholders and the learning environment. Are they in some type of prioritized order? Do you have to conquer one to achieve the other and for this plan to work?
What we're looking at when you talk about perspectives is essentially three different areas of our operations. One is that we can't focus solely on putting an effective teacher in every classroom, for example, and then surround that teacher with systems and processes and procedures that don't work. We have to be more efficient. We have to be more fiscally responsible. And we have to have great technology, and we just have to have great systems and processes. And the second thing we need, of course, and perhaps some might say first, is great people, also well-trained people, that we have to make continuing investments in our people and in their development and make sure they understand that we're trying to create a culture of excellence, which by definition means a culture of accountability. And thirdly, we have our academic programs. And all of these three buckets, really will lead, we believe, to improve student achievement.
When you took over as interim superintendent, you told WABE you only wanted to do this for a year. But you also said whatever you couldn't do, you would get the right people in place to do that. Mm-hmm. And do you feel that you've done that and that this has been helpful in putting together this strategic plan?
Well, again, I believe that I underestimated originally the scope of the challenge and also my ability to get to the challenge in the first year. I spent far too much of the first year on issues somewhat unrelated to curriculum and instruction and students, whether it was system accreditation issues caused by board interactions. I had 4 months of redistricting to do as well. And I had to also deal with the CRCT scandal. Almost forgot about that one. Again, the process of hiring people, of putting in good programs, really is just getting off the ground. And so it'll take a little longer, but I am under contract to be here till the end of June next year. And again, I will work hard up until the very last day to get things in line.
Is basic classroom instruction, am I right to assume that you're starting with the classroom and who we have in front of our students and making sure we have the best educators?
Well, it turns out, based on our preliminary looks, for instance, at value-added data, that we have a lot of excellent educators, and the analysis of the data really sort of blows away a lot of myths around the city as well, such as, the great teachers are all concentrated in a particular area, in a particular affluent area, or in a particular school. We have really good teachers all around, and we have teachers that can benefit from learning more and from some remediation in every community and in every school as well. We're rolling out a brand new teaching program, a new curriculum oriented around the Common Core Georgia Performance Standards. And so that is a challenge, but I'm comfortable with the way that's being rolled out. I think it's being rolled out with integrity, and we're making investments in teacher training and leader development that I don't believe that we've made in the past. And so we also will be rolling out new teacher evaluation programs, and so that will help us identify teachers who do need help along with the value-added material and get them the help that they need. Or, quite frankly, in that situation where this may not be the best profession for you, it will help us to identify those teachers as well. And we're also committed, and I believe this is somewhat important, that if we find teachers with issues and problems, we have to remove them from the classroom immediately, not at the end of the year, not when it's convenient, not when we're in a hiring cycle, but immediately.
There are a lot of programs that were put in place mm-hmm. from former Superintendent Dr. Beverly Hall, mm-hmm. communities and schools, a lot of partnerships, mm-hmm. Project Grad. It appears right now the APS has either suspended them or even done away with some of those programs, mm-hmm. which one could argue have been successful. Will you replace some of those programs as part of this strategic plan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not going to go into the list of programs, but one thing I will say about programs, and we're certainly going to need partners. We're certainly going to need assistance, particularly when you get into the area of wraparound services. But one thing we're really sort of adamant about is that we need to define what we need. We really don't need people to define for us what they think we need. We need to understand our children and what they need. And what you'll see is, quite frankly, a de-emphasis on large district-wide contracts and more focus on tailored contracts by cluster or by school that meet the unique needs of that school or that cluster.
APS is a district that serves nearly 80% minority students. Mm-hmm. Of that percentage, nearly 75% live or below the poverty level, mm-hmm. which indicates that there are some other factors that APS has to tackle in mm-hmm. educating these students.
Absolutely.
And so with this strategic plan that you have, are you addressing, and I believe they're referred to as maybe wraparound services mm-hmm. that these students need?
Oh, absolutely. We already have structures within each school where we will have essentially, for want of a better term, a wraparound service team. And they will therefore look at each individual child and determine what services does this child need, if any. And then the second question, of course, is can we supply those services? And if not, who is in the best position to do that for this child at this school? And, of course, you will aggregate the children in that school if they have similar needs. And then that school will use its funding to contract those partners or vendors to provide those wraparound services.